Pachula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Karen. Social Finance Foundation lent €25.5 million to over 250 community groups across the country last year. It plans to nearly double community lending from €59 million to €100 million by 2029. To tell us more, we're joined by CEO Garrett O'Donoghue. Thank you very much for coming into us.
Good morning.
Social Finance Foundation is a non-profit body that provides loan finance for community groups. Where does the funding come from?
So, Pachula, we're a not-for-profit organisation, and we help community organisations get loans that otherwise might be difficult for them to get. We were established back in 2007 through a collaboration between the government and the banking industry, with the banking industry donating €25 million in seed capital to set up the foundation. And since then, the Irish banks, and it's AIB, Bank of Ireland and PTSB are involved at the moment, have provided facilities of up to €116 million to the foundation at preferential rates. So obviously we're very grateful to the support of the Irish banks and the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. And we also get support from the Council of Europe Development Bank and the European Investment Fund also.
Are the banks obliged to provide funding to the foundation?
No, they're not. It's something that they've been involved in back since 2007. And as I've said, they've been hugely supportive. So what we do with that funding then is we provide that loan finance at reasonable rates to social projects and not-for-profit organisations. And we do it, Pachula, on a wholesale funding basis. So we provide the funding to two social lending organisations, Clancredo and Community Finance Ireland. And they work on the ground with community and social projects to provide them with the loan funding. So any organisation that's interested in social finance should contact those organisations.
Can you give us an example of some of the community groups or sports groups that benefit?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, at a high level, it's really any community group, voluntary group, community sports, health initiatives, social organisations, as well as social enterprises. But two organisations that are going to present to our own results briefing later on, there's Spade Enterprise Centre, and they're a social enterprise that offers shared office and kitchen space to startups. So they're actually based in Dublin in a converted church, and they support 50 early stage businesses with a focus on the food sector. So they're young entrepreneurs. Then another organisation that received finance in 2023 was Community Reuse Network Ireland. So they're a representative body for community-based reuse, repair and recycling organisations in Ireland. So very much working with community organisations and helping them reuse and recycle.
And oftentimes the loans you provide are bridging loans.
Yeah. So we provide term loans up to 15 years, up to €600,000, but we also provide bridging loans. So very often what happens is a community organisation will apply for a government grant, but the work has to be done up front. So we will provide the funding for the work to be done. And then what happens is they will then draw down the grant after the work is done and repay us.
And you're seeing an increase in applications from the environmental and biodiversity sector. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot in that space at the moment, and certainly we would like to do more. And that's where we see a lot of future lending. So in the environmental space, so reforestation, biodiversity surveys, rewilding areas. We've provided funds for electric vehicle chargers and community settings as well. And then there's plenty of examples around the country of community halls that maybe have become run down and they're brought back to life. And as part of that bringing back to life, they're retrofitted with the insulation and heat pumps. So really protecting it for the future.
If a community group or voluntary group wants to get in touch, wants to avail of this finance and get a loan, how can they go about that?
Certainly. So as I said, we've loans available between €10,000 and €600,000, and they can look at our website sff.ie. But as I said, if they contact Clancredo or Community Finance Ireland, they work with community groups on the ground.
Garrett O'Donoghue, CEO of Social Finance Foundation, thank you very much.